Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories Season 4. I'm your host, writer and comedian, Emily Winter, and I have super exciting news. We're doing a live version of the podcast. We're doing a live show. I'm going to co-host it with my friend Larry Mancini, and we're going to have so much awesome stuff. It is going to be October 21st. It's a Thursday at 9:30 p.m. at Caveat in New York City. And there's going to be a live stream of the show, so if you're not in New York, you can watch it wherever you are. So I'm so excited about this. You can go to caveat.nyc to get tickets to the live show. The lineup is amazing. We're going to have new stories never before on the pod from Mike Kaplan, who's been on every late night show, and America's Got Talent, and Comedy Central, and Noye Brown West, who was on the podcast and did amazing, but she didn't even get to all of her ghost stories on the pod, so she's going to tell stories we've never heard before. We're going to play some morbid trivia and games, and then there's going to be two comedians who are retelling their stories, and these are two of the podcast favorites, one from Tracy McClendon and one from Pete Stegmeier. So it should be a really good time. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really happy that Caveat in New York City reopened. It's a really, really lovely venue. And I'm glad that they made it through. So anyway, go to caveat.nyc to get tickets to the live show on Thursday, October 21st. And also, I'm going to tell you about my book again, because it's still on pre-order. I have a trivia book coming out October 12th. You can pre-order it wherever you get your books, including most local bookstores seem to have it. So that is great news. It is called One Day Smarter, and pre-orders really, really help. They help bookstores figure out how well a book is going to sell, right? So it's like they get to check the pre-order numbers, and if there's a lot of pre-orders, then they say, okay, we're going to order a bunch and put them in a on a, you know, nice table in the front. And if there's no pre-orders, then they'll order one copy and put it on a bottom shelf. You know how that goes. Anyway, so pre-order One Day Smarter. There is a chapter in there called Morbid Facts for Know-It-All Goths. I hope you enjoy the book, enjoy our live show on October 21st, and I am so, so excited about both of those things, and I also hope that you enjoy this incredible episode. Have a great day. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have Roxanne Byrne. Roxanne, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
You have like one of my all-time favorite names. You don't meet a lot of Roxannes that are like young, and it's such a cool name, and I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's true. There's like so many songs about Roxanne. I've only met like one other Roxanne in my life.
So you are coming from the Dallas area, and mm-hmm. you have several stories, and I'm so excited because mm-hmm. You were telling me about them a little bit on Instagram, and I cannot wait to hear them. And do they all take place in Texas?
Not one of them does not take place in Texas. One of them takes place in pretty much the middle of the desert. the other two do take place in Texas.
And which one do you want to start with?
Yeah, I think I'll start with the one that happened in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Great. So
I went to college in Wichita Falls. I went to Midwestern State University. And I used to live with my boyfriend at the time in Wichita Falls. And one night, my dog screams bloody murder.
I just stopped the recording because we were getting feedback. So we are going to take it from the part where your dog, who is a German Shepherd Beagle mix, is that what you said? Mm-hmm. So that's quite a scream, by the way.
It is, yeah.
So your dog totally screams.
Yeah, and he, like, I can only usually hear a German Shepherd bark from him. But this time, at the end of his scream, he had, like, the Beagle, like, yodel. And I was like, who is this dog?
That's scary.
Yeah, it is. And so we're like, go check on the apartment, see if like anyone's around, anyone's broken in, and no one's broken in. And so my boyfriend's like, oh, he probably just needs to go to the bathroom or something really bad. He was still pretty young at the time, probably like 1 year old. So my boyfriend just takes him outside, and I'm sitting in bed, and I'm like, oh, that's really sweet that he just offered to do that. It's like, I'm like really tired at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like thinking how much I love him. And so he's out there for a bit, and he comes back in, and he just sits on the couch like in silence. And I'm like, that's really weird. But I was like, I was going to tell him this earlier. So I said, I love you. And he gets up and he's like, did you follow me outside? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? And he says, someone just said that to me outside. There was a disembodied voice outside that said, I love you. Like right behind him, he was walking towards the stairs to go downstairs. Yeah. and he said it sounded like me.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so he turns around and nobody's there. And he looks around like more and still it's nobody's out there. And then he hears footsteps like going down the stairs. And so he's like,
so wait, is he outside right now at this point?
Yeah, he's outside. This is like an outside, there's no like hallways or anything.
Okay, so you go downstairs to get like down to the ground level. And yeah. So then he hears the voice that sounds like you say, I love you. And then he hears the footsteps going down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. And so what does the dog do?
The dog actually, my dog Ivan, he like just kind of strangely doesn't really react. He's like so obsessed with like smelling and like going downstairs to smell the grass and stuff. So,
oh my gosh. And then so when he comes back in, you say, I love you. And it's like the exact same thing that had just happened to him.
Yeah. And he's really rattled by it. He doesn't understand it. I don't understand it. And I was like, could it be like, what did my dog see? You know, like what's... Yeah, like what made him scream like a human in the middle of the night? And I was like thinking about like all sorts of different things it could be. I'm like, did I split off from myself or something?
And actually like get up and you just like didn't realize it or Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So did you guys like even get a wink of sleep that night or were you just freaked out all night?
Yeah, I was pretty freaked out. He did end up like my boyfriend did end up falling asleep, but I was like, I'm so scared.
Oh my God. That is amazing. And then did you guys have any other instances of weirdness after that?
Yes. So strangely enough, we didn't have any like weird moments. And I don't know if like there's some kind of multiverse where like we pushed up against another reality or like, I kind of wondered like my Aunt Marta had died like 9 months earlier. And I sort of wondered, like, did she come to like visit me or something? And then like, and I was like, but if she was like, oh, I'll just tell your boyfriend for you.
Yeah, you're like, I don't really need help in that department, but thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, Aunt Marta, I got this.
Did it feel like there was something like menacing presence or was it just like a very freaky experience, but not that darkness?
There was a very weird feeling in the air. There did feel like there was some kind of presence I couldn't really explain.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That is so crazy. But you have several stories. So maybe it's you. Maybe you're the one that's like a little bit in tune with, do you feel like you're in tune with the other side?
I think I might be, although I'm kind of a skeptic. I've actually had like dreams that have like been premonitions.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah. Like, so I've like learned to listen to them.
What kind of stuff has happened?
Yeah. So actually not that long ago, I had a dream that there was an earthquake in LA. And I was in Texas at the time and my brother lives out there in LA in North Hollywood. And so I was dreaming, I was at his apartment and there was an earthquake and it just kept repeating over and over in my dream. And we were trying to get downstairs. And so I wake up and I'm like, I need to know if this actually happened. And there was an earthquake it was the epicenter was in Inglewood. And I was like, what?
Oh my gosh. And like, I know earthquakes are common in LA, but not that common. Like rare enough where when they do happen. So my job is in LA, even though I live in New York, like when they do rarely happen, everyone that I work with is like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. And they're all like freaking out about it. So it's not like a, like every week occurrence. Like it's like every, like maybe 3 or 4 or 5 months occurrence. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, that's true. So it was so bizarre that, that that's exactly where it happened. And so I texted my brother and I'm like, hey, I was like, did he feel it? You know? And so I texted him and he was like, no, I don't think there was an earthquake. And then later he was like, no, there was.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a 4.3 earthquake and he was sleeping and his roommate felt it.
And he didn't even feel it. Oh, that's, how? Oh my gosh. What are you going to do with this power?
I know, right? Yeah. I'm like, so I've tried like lucid dreaming and everything. There are ways to like ground yourself when you're trying to lucid dream, or even like astral project. That one's really like freaky.
But, how do you do that? How do you get yourself into like an astral projection or lucid dreaming?
Yeah. So I've read that like if you start lucid dreaming or even like having like a sleep paralysis, you're supposed to get up and find a mirror in your dream to look at yourself in the mirror to like get used to that you're like astral body.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And there was one time where I had a like sleep paralysis type dream, and I was in my dream. I was like, oh, I should get up and look in the mirror. And so I was in my room and everything was almost the same, but I looked towards my door and my door had been paved over by the wall.
Oh, scary. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was really scary. And so I couldn't get to the mirror and I was like, holy shit. Yeah. I'm going to try it again though.
Oh my God. Have you had any other dreams that turned out to be more like premonitions?
Yeah. So it was the weirdest thing. This one was like almost, it was after the fact. So my friend, one of my best friends growing up, her name is Kayla. She got pregnant a couple of years ago and she had a complicated pregnancy. At that point, we weren't talking very much at all. Like it had been like a year probably since we talked.
Did you have like a falling out or just sort of faded away the way friendships ebb and flow?
Yeah, it kind of faded away, but we have like gotten back in touch and I went to her wedding. So that was really cool. Yeah. And so I have a dream journal and I haven't used it a ton, but I was looking through it one day and I had written about a dream where my friend was pregnant and she like had like a really complicated pregnancy in the dream. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. And so I like texted my friend Kayla and she's like, holy crap, that was the week that I conceived.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. That's really sweet. And you didn't even know that she was like going through this at the time?
So it was actually, she had her baby at that time and I just didn't think of it. I didn't think about that until I looked at the dream journal. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a really freaky coincidence. And she, she actually almost like bled out during her pregnancy. Yeah.
Wow. It was like a warning. You're getting like warnings for other people. That's a big responsibility.
Yeah, I know. Right. After I saw that, I was like, I have to pay attention to any dreams I have that like kind of tell me what could happen in the future.
I mean, what if you have a dream and you're like, everyone's like, to your brother, like, watch out for trucks. That's terrifying. You know what I mean? Because it could be nothing, or it could be like, you're predicting what's going to happen in 3 days or something. Oh my gosh. Well, if you have a dream about me, I don't know. Would I want to know or not?
Yeah. That's a good question.
I guess I would, but then I'm like, I would change my behavior so much and I would probably just jump in front of a truck on accident because I was like looking out, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah, exactly. Like it's like that Final Destination thing where even though they tried, I know in one movie, they tried to like shoot themselves in the head, but it wouldn't happen. It just wouldn't happen because it wasn't their time or something. And Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. So scary. I love it. So have you, sorry, we drifted from the ghost, but you just have okay. so much, I'm like so interested in all things related. So this yeah. is fascinating. What are your other instances of ghosty stuff?
Yeah. So I was actually, it was like last September, I was recording a character monologue for this experimental comedy show. It was like this online thing where like a lot of the shows were on Zoom. And so I accidentally summoned some spirits.
Oh my gosh. Ow.
Yeah. So my character was like a robocall lady. You know, when you get those voicemails that are just like, you have 4 subscriptions for,
yes.
for yeah, it yeah. is all, yeah, it's so fake. And like in the voicemails, they, sometimes there's just like long periods of silence and they're like, are you still there? And so I was like making fun of that in my character. And so I was saying that like many times, and I had done like 10 recordings of it because I had to get it like really right, because like robots don't like mess up that often.
Right.
And so when I did like, so I recorded this one in the dark on my computer, and I had like, I was trying to make it kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. And I had like a spotlight on myself. And so when I was recording it and I was done, and I didn't experience anything yet. And I started to listen to it. And I realized that there was like some radio, like I thought there was like radio frequencies interrupting the recording. Ooh. And the more I listened to it, the louder, there's like crowds of voices responding to what I was saying.
No.
Yes.
Oh, do you have this audio?
I do.
Oh my gosh. Can you send it to me? Can yes, I include I can. It with this? Oh yes. My gosh. Oh my gosh. So what were they saying?
I only could hear one word, but like at first, so the crowds of voices, it did not sound human. It sounded like deep, deep voices, mm-hmm. like responding. So I would say, I think, yeah, it was, are you still there? And then at one point I said, am I still here? And then like the voices got loud enough that I could hear it without like turning my volume up on blast. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting in my room in the dark.
And it's just random sounds. It's not like they're not saying words.
They're not saying words, but they definitely sound like they're responding. Like they want to respond to what I'm saying. And also it's 2 in the morning.
Oh my God, this is so scary.
Yeah.
Oh. Host note, so Roxanne was kind enough to send me her audio of this creepy occurrence, and I'm going to play it for you once, regular, and then once where I've amplified the sounds that she pointed out.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Am I still here? Am I still here? Am I still here?
And here are the tracks again with the responses amplified.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Am I still here? Am I still here? Am I still here?
What do you make of this?
I am so rattled at this time. And like, so I'm watching it and I'm not done yet. And then my computer just dies.
Oh my God. Is this the computer that you're on right now?
Yeah.
So it's it is a perfectly working computer. And is this the room that you were doing it in?
Yeah, it was plugged in. There was no reason for it to die.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? And so I'm like sitting in the dark, like, oh my God, I have to, like, I turned on the light. And then I booted up again and I listened to the last part. And the last thing the thing that I hear that is audible is someone saying Satan.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's so scary.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm like kind of paranoid a little that they're like still here somehow. I didn't do any like smudging or anything.
I was gonna say you've got a sage, yeah.
I know. Right.
That just sounds like a little demon is having fun with you.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, you called us?
Yeah. You're like, no, I'm doing a comedy show. They're like, yeah, you definitely called Satan. Like,
Satan's here. That's
basically what comedy is literal torture.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, Satan's here. Cool. could you get out for a sec? Just a sec.
Satan, have you paid for your ticket yet? yeah. Just a donation of $5. Yeah.
I'm just like, we really don't make like that much, at least improvisers.
But... Right. No, stand-ups either.
And stand-ups.
Yeah. That's so crazy. Holy shit. That's
amazing. There was another weird thing too.
Oh, what is it?
So I was like, I'm going to try to debunk this. I don't know. Maybe it's radio frequencies that I was picking up. And so I like did another recording where I have that recording and I'll send that to you because that one freaks me out almost even more.
I really want to include it with this podcast. Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, cool. So it, because it looked like found footage almost. But yeah, so I recorded that. I was like debunking. I was like sitting in silence for a little bit to see if anything would come up. I like kind of messed with the microphone and I messed with the trackpad to see if I could make any like similar noises, and I couldn't. And so I end the recording and I noticed that the timestamps for when the recording started was reversed with the one I just recorded and the one that I had recorded earlier that had the voices. So they're backwards. Like, it looks like I recorded the debunking video before I did the original one.
Oh my gosh. It's so weird how this, like, all the technical glitches that are involved in ghosty stuff. And I think it's fascinating. And when you watch scary movies and stuff, a lot of them do a great job of like dealing with the new technology, and some of them do a horrible job, but
yeah,
it's like ghosts have like all these new ways of like creeping us out.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I was like, cause I've heard that ghosts can like drain batteries like really, really fast. So
was the battery drained or was it dead when you put it back on? Was it?
It was dead.
Wow.
And I like unplugged it and then I plugged it in again and it finally started up again.
Oh my gosh. Holy cow. Oh my God. That's so scary and good. I mean, not good, but that's a great story. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, I do. Yeah. Like it was kind of exhilarating, even though I was terrified. So yeah.
Have you had any experiences? So that was like a year ago, you said?
Yeah.
Have you had any experiences since then in this room?
So there have just been like little things like where I swear I'm like, my dog has like some paranormal sense. I don't know what it is, but there were like on occasions he will just stare at something in my room and not look away. And he doesn't usually do that.
Yeah. That's weird for a dog. Oh man.
It really is. And I'm like, I like look at him and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting out of the room now.
How do you sleep at night? I would be too freaked out.
Yeah, I play The Good Place and I just like on repeat.
Give me something bright. Give me something semi-cheerful. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then like this past week, actually, I'm pretty sure the door downstairs has been slamming.
Are you in an apartment or a house? Or
I'm in a house right now.
Okay. Was it like the front door or just one of the?
It's actually the door in between the laundry room and the garage.
Okay.
And so it sounds like someone's coming home. And so multiple times I just like go down there. I'm like, no one is here. And yesterday the door was wide open.
But I have to tell you something, Roxanne. I think that you are being very casual about this, but you live in a haunted house. Yeah. You are currently in a haunted house and you need to get sage today. And you need to open your doors and windows. I learned how to do it. And you need to be in a good mood. So like when my husband and I did it, we got drunk and we were like, woo! And we were like, please leave. You're invited to leave. You live in a haunted house and you're very chill.
I think I might, it's funny because when I'm like too scared, I'm just like, I don't believe in ghosts or something. Like I try to compartmentalize.
Yeah. Well, it's also so like in the daytime when the sun is shining, it's like impossible to believe in ghosts sometimes.
Yeah.
And then the second the sun goes down, you're like, oh my God, don't leave me alone.
Yeah, please. Oh my God. All of my friends need to come over. Yeah.
So it looks like from what I'm seeing that this house looks pretty new, not like an old house.
Yeah. It's like 30 years old. It's not that old. So I have no idea how this is happening. Actually, even a few years ago, I would be sitting there, like there's a little game room next to me. I would be sitting in there and I would hear footsteps just pacing back and forth. And that's the roof.
Oh my God. I have chills. Oh my God.
That one scared me the most.
Yes. What did you do?
I was like, maybe it's an animal, but it sounded like human footsteps. And I like looked out the windows. It was dark outside. I called my friend and my friend's a skeptic. My friend Kent is, and he's just like, oh, I don't know, probably just an animal or something.
Oh, okay. So we know you need a smudge, but would you ever want to do a seance or a Ouija board or something before you try to get rid of them?
I kind of do. Yeah. But like I will probably be really freaked out. I probably will because I'm too curious about it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. You have incredible stories.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is awesome. Did you have any more? I can't remember. You have more? Yeah, oh my God.
I do. I do have one.
It's going to be an awesome episode.
Oh my God. I have one more and I don't understand it. And I've made peace with, I won't understand it. So I was actually driving to LA. It was last March. Yeah. And I was driving to LA to go see my brother. And it's like, I think it's like over 1,000 miles. So it's like 21 hours to get there.
Is this 2021 or 2020?
I think it was 2021 at this time.
Okay. So the one that just happened, not the one where it was like the beginning of the pandemic. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was this year.
The one where we were starting to get hopeful that our lives would, people were starting to get the vaccine and we were like, maybe we will have a life again. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, cases were down and we're like, oh, it's the summer.
It's over. There was a minute when I was like, it's totally over. And now I'm like, oh, whoops. That was an oops. Anyway, so you were driving, you're like, this is a good time to drive to LA.
Right. And so I decided to, for some reason, try to make it a 2-day trip, which was the worst mistake ever. So I go to Albuquerque first.
And I was just there this weekend. Wow. Oh, crazy. Really? Yeah.
Oh, cool. What'd y'all do?
I went to a wedding, so I didn't get to see as much as I would have liked, but I thought it was a really cool, much cooler than I expected. I didn't, I guess, expect that much because Breaking Bad was all I had to go
right.
And Better Call Saul. So like, they don't really glorify the city, but I was like really charmed by it. And I thought it does definitely, to the point of this podcast, have a lot of spiritualism in it. And mm-hmm. I haven't even been to Santa Fe or Taos or anything. So I definitely want to go back. But anyway, so you go to Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque. It's like, it's really beautiful. I was there when I was a kid, but I don't remember much of it about it. But so I make it into Albuquerque. And the next day I'm just like, I'm going to drive 11 hours. That's how much I've got. I'm going to do it. And I do. And I end up taking a wrong turn.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
And it's, And so it starts to get really, really dark outside and I'm in the middle of the desert. Yeah. I'm in between the Mojave Desert and, I think it's Death Valley. or something. I make it to a place called Searchlight, Nevada, and it's like a town of 100 people, probably population. And I'm so tired that I'm like, I cannot keep going or I'm going to crash. Mm-hmm. And in every direction, almost every direction, it's like there aren't any hotels for 2 hours in almost every direction. And so I'm like, okay, I have to turn back. So I go back to this city called Bullhead City in Arizona. And it's like almost like a little Las Vegas. So it looks like almost like a mirage. I'm like, am I actually in a city?
Is this happening? Yeah. I need somewhere to sleep. You look like you have beds. Amazing.
Yeah. I like find a cheap hotel. And it's like, it's a day's in, but I get there and I noticed that they've like refurbished it. It used to be definitely like a shitty motel. And so I park and I go inside. And the first thing I notice is what looks like blood on the ceiling.
Of your room or the lobby?
The room.
What?
Oh, my. Like, yeah.
What was like splats or something?
Yeah, it looks like little droplets of blood that was on the ceiling. It was right. I also have pictures of that. Mm-hmm. And it's like right up where the curtains are. And I'm like, that's not blood. I'm just going to think that that's not blood.
You have to tell yourself the story at that point because you're so tired. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I'm so tired. I can't drive. So
but there was like a wild feminist tampon party happening. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever that's it takes to fall asleep, man.
Exactly. So I walk in and I'm like, oh no. And also, in this room, there is a desk where the desk is pushed up against that conjoining door that usually hotels have. And I'm like, why is the desk pushed up against the door?
I don't like that at all.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just going to make sure it locks, but I'm not even going to remove the desk. I don't want to know what's on the other side.
Right.
Yeah. And then I do feel like I'm like being watched. It's a very strange sensation. And so I try to settle in and I try to, my dog's with me. He seems okay at this point. Yeah, thank God I have my dog there. He seems okay. And so I watch TV and then I like turn off the television and I fall asleep. And then I wake up to a voice.
Oh no.
I know. I wake up to a voice that says, wake up. And it sounds like the voice in Donnie Darko.
God, I haven't seen Donnie Darko since I was like 20. I can't. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember. The Frank the Bunny has this like deep, dark voice.
Okay.
And so I wake up and I'm like, what? I was like hoping, I'm like, maybe that was just a dream or something. I don't know.
You're hoping. Yeah.
I'm hoping. And so still compartmentalizing.
Sorry, my dog is making deep, dark sounds right now. she's like, you're talking about this. And I'm like, people in the recording are going to think that the dark ghost is here, but it's just her being like, oh, in the back. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Oh, your dog is so cute.
Thank you. Okay, sorry. Okay, so the voice tells you to wake up.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh God. Okay, so I'm like, okay, this is not real. Is what I'm telling myself. And I try to fall back asleep and I'm in between like kind of waking and sleeping, but I am awake at this point. And in my head, I hear a voice that says, there are three times in this room and there are three Roxannes and only one gets out alive.
Holy cow.
And I'm
nope. Yeah. No. Oh no. What do you like? I don't even know. What do you do?
I'm like, what? That's the weirdest. I can't even, I get up in bed. I'm like, and I like look around and see if anything's there. I turn on the lamp. I'm like, nothing. Okay. Nothing's here. Maybe I'm, you know, sleep deprived. I don't know. I'm telling myself, I'm like, I only have like 4 more hours.
Oh my God. What time is it?
It's 4:00.
Okay.
Cool. At that point. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And so I do fall back asleep. And like before that, and my dog is, he's starting to growl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So he's awake, he's growling. You're like, there's 3 of me and only one is going to be alive.
I know, right? There's 3.
It was fine until only one was getting out alive. Somebody's like, there's 3 Emilys and it's 3 times. I'm like, cool. Can you make one hot and one rich and then make them all be me? Yeah.
Yeah. Could they all get out alive? That would be cool. So I'm like, okay, just like 3 or 4 more hours. And so I fall back asleep and then I'm like starting to wake up and then I hear my name, someone say my name in the middle of the room. Clear as day.
Same voice?
It's actually a different voice.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I, at that point, I push into my bed because like trying to like blend into my bed because I'm so terrified. And Ivan, my dog Ivan is growling at the center of the room. And so I'm like, can I hide from the ghost somehow by just like blending into my bed? Oh my God. So I sit there and I like just sneakily turn my light back on, terrified that I'm going to see something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see anything, but then I look at the time.
Mm-hmm.
On the microwave clock, it's 6:03.
Mm-hmm.
On the clock on my bedside table, it's 6:06.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, there are 2 different times.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I looked at my phone and it's an hour back because it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed over yet. And I'm like, oh my God, there are 3 times in this room and only one gets out alive. And it has to be me.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is the 3rd time you've given me chills this episode. This is amazing. Okay. So, were you just like, I guess I'm up now or whatever?
Yeah. I was like, I'm still really tired, but I'm awake. I cannot go back to sleep. I'm getting out of here as fast as I can. I'm going to be the Roxanne that gets out alive.
Oh my God. Holy shit. It was real. What they said was real. That's insane. So you and was your dog just like still growling and you were just like, we gotta go?
Yeah, he was barking too. And I was like, oh my God. And so I like pack up my stuff as fast as like, I turn on every light in the hotel.
Yeah.
And I like pack everything up as fast as I can. And I like get out of there just trying to figure out how the hell that just happened. I'm like in my car. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting out. I'm sorry, other Roxanne's.
Oh my God. Did you ask on the way out if this place is haunted?
I didn't. The front desk was like actually in another building.
Okay.
And I like,
you were just like, bye.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of do want to call back there and be like, hey, do you have any hauntings there?
What's the name of the city again? I'm in a weird mood today. I might call them.
It's Bullhead City.
Bullhead City?
In Arizona. It's like right at the edge of Arizona and Nevada and I think California.
Oh my God. Little host note addition. I did call the hotel and I sat on hold for 15 minutes and then gave up. So it's still a mystery to me whether this particular Days Inn knows that it is haunted.
I looked up, I was like, who owned this place before? I couldn't figure it out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but there is a, I think it's City Hall that's like not that far from there that is haunted.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know about that? Oh, you just, when you were looking it up, you found that City Hall was haunted?
Yeah, I was like, where are the sites that there are hauntings? Is it haunted out there? Yeah.
Yeah. Holy cow. And so you're just obviously like running on adrenaline, probably the whole rest of the drive, totally freaked out.
I was. And I called my brother and he's like, what? He's like, you were just, it was a dream, right?
Oh my God. You know, I do feel like you must be like sensitive to have all these experiences. Do other people in your house have the same experiences that you do? in your currently haunted house?
my mom, my mom says she doesn't have any experiences. My sister believes in ghosts and everything. I don't think she's had many experiences at all, but I will ask her.
There's something special about you. Oh my god, are you happy that you have had these experiences and maybe have this like power, or do you wish that you hadn't?
I am happy. It kind of tells me that like I should listen to my intuition more, which I've had a hard time with in the past. So I used to have the craziest nightmares and stuff. And my friend has told me that he's like, I think you have The Shining or something.
Yeah. Like there's something going on. That's insane. Oh my God. Wow. So when you like at your peak of having like crazy nightmares, were you like a teenager or were you like early 20s or what?
Yeah, it was sort of like early to mid 20s. Mm-hmm. I was having like really, really bad nightmares. I literally had a dream in claymation.
Oh my God. That's horrifying.
It was. Yeah.
Roxanne, plug anything that you want to plug about yourself and tell us where to find you on the internet.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm most active on Instagram. My Instagram is at Rock Sanburn. So it's spelled RockSanburn. My Twitter, which I'm not very active on, is just at Roxanne Byrne, which is RoxanneByrne. And I have a daily comedy show on Saturday nights in Dallas. And it's with my troupe, Shuffle Prov. It's every Saturday night at 7 p.m.
Awesome. Congrats. That's very cool. How long have you guys been back doing that?
Oh, it's been, we just had our second show actually. And I think I said Dallas Comedy House. It's Dallas Comedy Club.
Okay. Awesome. Oh, that's great. It's so good to hear about people getting back out there.
Yeah, thanks.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this podcast. I absolutely loved your stories and I'm so excited to put this up.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm a huge fan of your podcast.
Oh, thank you. Yay. Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. Please follow our incredible guest on social media. Check me out at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and Twitter. And grab a copy of One Day Smarter, Hilarious Random Information to Uplift and Inspire, my new trivia book, wherever you get your books. Pre-orders are awesome. You guys rule. Have a great week.